Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers. You have 1 minute to look at the task below.
Okay, moving on. Item 4 on our agenda, this request from the Nature Conservancy Council to seek Monkton Village Parish Council's views on the reintroduction of the sea eagle, or to give it its Latin name, Haliaetus albicilla, into the local vicinity.
Audrey, Madam Chairwoman, this is absolute madness. I've been a member of this parish council since you were a schoolgirl.
Thanks, Mick. We'll all have a chance to air our views by and by. Meanwhile, you've all read the letter from the NCC? I could summarise it by saying the plan is to introduce several pairs of these birds across the northeast England region, one of them perhaps in this area, the intention being that they'll breed and recolonise the area. Apparently, they were common here until a couple of hundred years ago.
Audrey, Chair?
Yes, Raymond. Do you have anything to say as the Council Secretary?
Well, I'm very excited by this, but apparently Mick here...
Thank you. We must tell the Nature Conservancy busybodies to mind their own business. Do you realise how big these blessed birds are? Wingspan's 2.5 metres. They'll eat anything they can fly away with. A piglet, a lamb, a small dog, even a baby.
Oh, Mick, please, let's not get into the realm of horror films.
Horror films?
This is a very well thought out proposal. We made these birds extinct centuries ago. Reintroducing them will have a marvellous effect on our parish in all sorts of ways. Ecologically, these big raptors help to manage the gene pools of their prey by eliminating sickly specimens. But the spin-offs for tourism, for our local hotels and pubs, will be very lucrative. I've been looking into this, and the reintroduction of sea eagles up in northwest Scotland has proved to be a great boon to their local businesses, with twitchers from around the world queuing up.
With all due respect, you haven't got a clue, have you, Raymond? What about my pigs? What about my hens? And I'm not saying I can't afford to lose the occasional piglet or chicken. That's to be expected. But just a glimpse of these big predators can send some sows into a panic, trampling piglets and fences and goodness knows what. When chickens see these big birds, they all flee for the hen house. It's called smothering, because they all pile in there. Hundreds of birds suffocated. And oh,
well,
my...
Well, obviously, this is an important matter with feelings running high. What would you say to Mick, and of course his many farming colleagues in the local community, Raymond?
I just wonder if Mick's been in touch with the farmers in Scotland about this.
If I had, they'd only say...
I thought so. Typically ignorant panic-mongering from the farming community. Blanket assertions and scare stories without a shred of evidence to back them up. No doubt gimlet eyes on future compensation claims. I say we do the best thing for our parish and for the environment, and write to the NCC giving our wholehearted support to this project.
I hope this is all being minuted so that when a baby's taken from its pram by one of these flying death monsters, it's on record that I was a lone voice crying in the wilderness.
Idiotic hyperbole.
I think we can say that we are unable to reach agreement on this matter at this time, and that we ought to respond to the NCC in writing, stating that whilst some members of the council welcome the proposal, the farming community in particular have grave reservations.
But that's...
Absolutely no idea.
And now if we could move on, please. Item 5 on the agenda. Dog fouling on the village green. Okay, moving on. Item 4 on our agenda, this request from the Nature Conservancy Council to seek Monkton Village Parish Council's views on the reintroduction of the sea eagle, or, to give it its Latin name, Haliaetus albicilla, into the local vicinity.
Audrey, Madam Chairwoman, this is absolute madness. I've been a member of this parish council since you were a schoolgirl.
Thanks, Mick. We'll all have a chance to air our views by and by. Meanwhile, you've all read the letter from the NCC? I could summarise it by saying the plan is to introduce several pairs of these birds across the northeast England region, one of them perhaps in this area, the intention being that they'll breed and recolonise the area. Apparently, they were common here until a couple of hundred years ago.
Audrey, Chair?
Yes, Raymond. Do you have anything to say as the Council Secretary?
Well, I'm very excited by this, but apparently Mick here...
Thank you. We must tell the Nature Conservancy busybodies to mind their own business. Do you realise how big these blessed birds are? Wingspan's 2.5 metres. They'll eat anything they can fly away with. A piglet, a lamb, a small dog, even a baby.
Oh, Mick, please let's not get into the realm of horror films.
Horror films?
This is a very well thought out proposal. We made these birds extinct centuries ago. Reintroducing them will have a marvellous effect on our parish in all sorts of ways. Ecologically, these big raptors help to manage the gene pools of their prey by eliminating sickly specimens. But the spin-offs for tourism, for our local hotels and pubs, will be very lucrative. I've been looking into this, and the reintroduction of sea eagles up in northwest Scotland has proved to be a great boon to their local businesses, with twitchers from around the world queuing up.
With all due respect, you haven't got a clue, have you, Raymond? What about my pigs? What about my hens? And I'm not saying I can't afford to lose the occasional piglet or chicken. That's to be expected. But just a glimpse of these big predators can send some sows into a panic, trampling piglets and fences and goodness knows what. When chickens see these big birds, they all flee for the hen house. It's called smothering, because they all pile in there. Hundreds of birds suffocated. And oh,
well,
my goodness.
Obviously, this is an important matter with feelings running high. What would you say to Mick, and of course his many farming colleagues in the local community, Raymond?
I just wonder if Mick's been in touch with the farmers in Scotland about this.
If I had, they'd only say...
I thought so. Typically ignorant panic-mongering from the farming community. Blanket assertions and scare stories without a shred of evidence to back them up. No doubt gimlet eyes on future compensation claims. I say we do the best thing for our parish and for the environment, and write to the NCC giving our wholehearted support to this project.
I hope this is all being minuted so that when a baby's taken from its pram by one of these flying death monsters, it's on record that I was a lone voice crying in the wilderness.
Idiotic hyperbole.
I think we can say... I think we can say that we are unable to reach agreement on this matter at this time, and that we ought to respond to the NCC in writing, stating that whilst some members of the Council welcome the proposal, the farming community in particular have grave reservations.
But that's...
Absolutely no idea.
And now if we could move on, please. Item 5 on the agenda. Dog fouling on the village green.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 40 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.